Sunday night at 7 p.m. at the Wharton Center's Paysant Theater, Ron Newman leads the Lansing Symphony Jazz Band in classic tunes by Horace Silver, Thad Jones, and Cy Oliver, his own composition entitled Homage, and more. Guest artists include Lansing native bassist Jeff Halsey and euphonium tuba player Ed Millett. WKAR's Peter Wharf and Ron Newman now preview Sunday's concert. Ron points out Jeff Halsey's euphonium as something of a jazz rarity.
Whether they know it or not, they've heard it many, many times. A similar instrument, if you grew up in bands, is the baritone horn. So it kind of looks like a small concert tuba, or it looks like a French horn that's kind of squarish, you know. But it's one of the more popular solo instruments in brass bands, especially in Britain. The euphonium is conical shaped, which means that it gives a very mellow sound. It's like a flugelhorn type of sound. And it's just a beautiful sound. And so this is what our guest artist plays, the euphonium, also the tuba, and also instruments that he has devised himself and put together in his basement. And so, yes, quite a talented guy.
Ed Millett is known for his tuba Bach Festival in Big Rapids, Michigan. You and Sonny Wilkinson have been a participant in that festival. And now you've written a piece entitled Homage for this upcoming concert, which, as I understand it, is inspired by several jazz musicians, composers that have been a big influence on you.
Sure. Well, I wrote a three-movement work, and the three people involved, two of them are very famous in the jazz world, Pat Metheny, which the second slower movement is a tribute to, and the third movement is Benny Carter, the tremendous saxophonist composer who worked well into his 90s, started back in the 30s with great bands, and wound up writing in Hollywood, you know. But probably the most unusual one is the first movement, and it's a gentleman by the name of Michael Small. And Michael was a composer for movies, and he did a ton of just great movies. And probably his most famous one, although there's many, but probably, in my mind, it would be Marathon Man, this classic.
Oh, yeah. Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, and
tough things to watch.
We all remember the dentist chair scene.
Is it safe?
Yes, it's safe. It's very safe. It's so safe you wouldn't believe it.
Is it safe?
It's not safe. It's very dangerous. Be careful.
That hurt?
Uh-huh.
No. I should think it would. Should take better care of your teeth. Do you have quite a cavity here? Is it safe?
Look, I tell you, I can't do that.
That was Michael Small.
Yeah.
Let's talk about another guest, a Lansing native, a bass player, Jeff Halsey, who is the head of the jazz program at Bowling Green State University. What will he be doing on Sunday?
Playing bass.
Yep.
And trying not to get in trouble.
So basically what most bass players do. They play bass and try and stay out of trouble.
You know. Jeff and I go back, I don't know when we first met. We're about the same age, and we started our careers at university teaching about the same time, me here and he down in Bowling Green, and neither of us have left. Our regular bass player, Ed Fidawa, actually is on the road this week with another performer, so Ed couldn't make it, and I thought, well, who can we bring in here? And Jeff, being a Lansing native, and know his mom and knew his dad, and he's just a great bass player. I said, hey, come on up, you know, it's the pay ain't great, but you get to see mom, you know, and it's, should have had mom make the call, actually. So we're very privileged. He's a wonderful player, and he'll be coming in, and we'll feature him on a couple tunes.
And then you'll be playing compositions by several other jazz giants, Horace Silver,
yeah,
Thad Jones,
yeah,
and Battle Creek, Michigan native Cy Oliver,
probably
best known for his tune Opus 1.
Yeah.
But this guy was really a giant of performance and composition.
Yeah, yeah.
And arrangement.
And it's just a mainstay. He was one of those people that you would just say Cy, and everybody would go, oh, it's Cy Oliver. Opus 1 is probably his most famous, what we would call just a head tune. It's got a lick. The lick plays over, but he manipulates it all around. And we've got an updated version of it that we'll be playing. But yeah, the tune itself is one of the standards of the big band period. We get kind of contemporized for this performance.
Historically, he's very significant too, because in a time when there was a lack of integration in our country, he was one of the first African Americans with a prominent role in an important white band, Tommy Dorsey's.
Yeah, and sometimes that was a hidden role, you know, depending on the venue and who was paying the bills. But that's absolutely true. It's, you know, it's that funny period of time, this the 30s and the 40s, where all these inroads were being made, but they were subtle, and they were difficult. On one hand, we say this is great, but we can't underestimate the difficulties these musicians faced by trying to integrate. And they faced these difficulties not only with the public, which was trying to come to grips with seeing integration on a stage, but also within the bands themselves and the members themselves, who are saying, wow, I love this music, and yet I've never done an integrated band before. I'm not used to this situation. These challenges that the music of jazz forced the musicians to make, and what's equally important is that the audience bought into it. You know, Benny Goodman was afraid to integrate his band. You know, his brother-in-law, John Hammond, was badgering him to publicly integrate the band. And he said, I won't work outside of New York. I won't do it. He resisted it. And finally he did it. And he was more popular than ever.
Right. He brings in Teddy Wilson.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he was more popular than ever. Now, granted, there were places he wasn't going to go with that band. You know, those venues were now closed to him. But the rest of the world said, you know, we're into this.
Really looking forward to that concert coming up this Sunday, November 9th, 7 o'clock at the Payson Theater at the Wharton Center. Ron Newman is director of the Lansing Symphony Jazz Band. Thanks again, Ron.
You bet. Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharton.